Sunday, August the 16th, and this is Tim Pitchell back again with a procrastination boo. Normally, I am talking about first-order procrastination, that is, procrastinating on some tasks we don't want to do. Today, what I wanted to talk a little bit about was something known as second-order procrastination, that is, procrastinating on things that we could do to actually fix our first-order procrastination. So, let's take an example and make this more concrete. Imagine your intention is to save for retirement. So each month or each paycheck, to fulfill that intention, your action should be to save some money, to put some aside in a special account. Your procrastination is that each month you think, oh, I'd rather have something else instead. So you give in to feel good and you buy that special something, or you simply don't make the effort. You rationally delay because it's in your best interest to save for retirement. So the first order of procrastination is the lack of saving. The second order procrastination is procrastinating on fixing that. Chrysalis Andreou, a philosopher who's written about this, argues that what we could do to solve this would be a commitment device. She calls them creative commitment devices. So in this case, for your savings, you could create an automatic deposit so that when your paycheck goes into the bank, automatically a certain sum comes out of your bank account and goes into a savings account. In fact, nowadays it's becoming the default situation in many situations and many institutions, because we're well aware from behavioral economics that people don't act in their own best interest this way. If the default situation is that there's no savings and you have to actually set up that savings account, we find this second order procrastination where we don't make that effort. So the creative commitment device is setting up the savings account that's automatic, but the second order procrastination is delay in doing that. So you're actually procrastinating on something that could fix the procrastination. So it's another take on procrastination. It's an interesting contribution that Chrysalis Andreou has made in terms of thinking about procrastination, first order and second order. And it has a lot of implications for things like climate change. In fact, she writes specifically in relation to that, that we know what we might need to do. But in doing that, each of our actions, in fact, seems to have short-term costs. And, you know, my action seems like just a drop in the bucket, and what if other people don't do it? And so it's easy to rationalize away not doing anything. And in the end, of course, this second-order procrastination creates a big problem for us. So interesting thoughts to think about in terms of procrastination and how it works in our lives. I think before I talked about implementation intentions. These are things that help us break out of that unconscious processing that might help. If you want to know more about this, I've written about it at the Psychology Today blog, and you can reach that at procrastination.ca. I'll talk to you more tomorrow.